Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Raise Your Bars podcast. I'm Albert Tan, along here with my good friend, Chris Baker. And well, Chris, you know what? It's already the third week of January 2024. I think as we get older, time seems to go faster. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I'm experiencing that right now.
It is. It's crazy. I was listening to something on the radio yesterday, and they were talking about something that's happening the week after next. And they said, oh, yeah, it's the 1st of February. You think, crikey, the 1st of February already. Right? It is crazy how time flies.
What was that? Was that a British thing?
What's that?
Crikey?
Oh, crikey. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. What it is. Every now and again, I come out with these words. There was one earlier and I can't repeat it, but Vicky was like, oh, I love it when you use English sayings. So it's like...
Oh, that's awesome. All right, yeah. Cool. And I'm excited, you know, folks, you know, Chris, you probably have heard, if you've listened to any of our podcasts, you've probably heard that Chris and I have been friends since 2017 and built this friendship and become like brothers, in my opinion, I think, in a lot of cases. But we've never met in person. And we're 22 days from our first in-person meeting where Chris is flying up to Toronto and I'm going to fly into Toronto. And we're going to spend a couple of days strategizing and planning and growing our business and meeting with one of our clients. There we're going to be working with them and their team on the Saturday while he's in town. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
Three weeks tomorrow.
Yeah. And just wear, if you own one, bring a winter jacket. If not, I can bring an extra with me.
You might have to bring an extra. Cause the closest I've got to a winter jacket is really just a summer jacket. So
it's... Okay. Fair enough. Well, we're going to go from like airport to car to hotel to
car.
We'll be fine.
Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. So Chris, is take it away. What are we talking about tonight?
Well, we're going to tie into a little bit about our upcoming goal workshop, right? That we're actually going to be doing live in Toronto, right?
On correct. That. Yes. We're going to broadcast it from the hotel in Toronto. Yep.
And the reason we sort of thought about talking about this tonight is, again, is like you say, we're sort of couple of weeks into or halfway through January, and I would imagine that most people that set New Year's resolutions just over 15, 16, 17 days ago are already faltering. All right, most people. And so, you know, it's one of the reasons we do our goal setting workshop, but also I wanted to just chat about what Brian Moran talks about in the 12-week year. In chapter 3, actually, it's called The Emotional Connection. And I want to read just a little bit from that to start with, and then we can discuss it. And because what he's saying is effective execution isn't complicated, but it's not necessarily easy either.
No.
Right? In fact, most people and companies struggle to execute well. And execution invariably requires taking new actions, and new actions are often uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So pause there for a minute, because it actually fits in with bars, right? So again, if you're new to the bars concept, it's behaviors plus actions equals results and success.
Exactly.
All right. So Brian is sort of tying reference in that too. And then he goes on to say, when faced with a course of action that includes difficult or uncomfortable tasks, the short-term costs of taking action can seem so much greater than the long-term benefits of reaching the goal.
Yeah.
You know, and just when you think about that, that's so true, right? Now, for every benefit, there's got to be a cost. So the question is, are you prepared to go through the cost and pay the cost? And again, this is not, we're not talking financial necessarily, right? Some of it maybe, but it's just the time, the effort, whatever it is. Yeah. Are you prepared to pay that cost to get the long-term benefit?
Right. Now, Chris, before you carry on, I would even say that some of this cost or some of this uncomfortableness of going out and going after these tasks could even have a lot to do with fear, right? The fear of the unknown. What's going to happen if we go out, or what happens if we try and we fail? What happens if we try and succeed, right? Like what does it mean for the team, the organization, myself, if I step out and take this risk and it doesn't pay off? Yeah. And I think a lot of businesses are held back by that fear. But again, you know, the old saying, no risk, no reward.
Right.
I'm a very competitive person when it comes to business. I want to win, right? Like I want to win. I like to win. And again, we've talked about this a lot before, but that scarcity mindset comes into a lot of places, or that comfort zone comes into play a lot in these situations where people are not willing to step out of that or allow the scarcity mindset to dominate their willingness to step out and try to overcome these obstacles or to explore new opportunities or take care of these or deal with these uncomfortable tasks that happen.
Absolutely. It's like we've referenced before, settling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drifting,
mm-hmm.
accepting mediocrity as being okay.
Yeah.
Right? And none of those things are good.
No,
if you want to grow, actually they're bad, right? You need to avoid those at all costs. So, and Brian goes on to say exactly what you're just saying. Because of this, individuals and entire organizations often abandon both the tasks and ultimately the entire strategy.
Yeah.
Right. They'll write it off as a bad idea. Right. No, it wasn't a bad idea. It was just a bad execution. Right. It didn't mean enough to you.
Yeah.
Right. And he's saying that they found from experience, and I would say exactly the same from experience, that to execute successfully, it's essential to have a strong emotional stake in the outcome.
Mm.
Right. Now we met Study and Think and Grow Rich, right? And Napoleon Hill talks about the desire.
Right.
And to me, that again, I mean, that book was written, almost 100 years ago now?
Yeah,
pretty much. Right. And the same thing applied then as it applies now, because you have to have that desire, that emotional connection to really want what it is you're going after. Otherwise, you'll give up. Right. Yeah. And that's what happens.
I would even suggest that I think a lot of people get an idea, but they don't really think it out. And what does the actual ultimate end goal look like?
Right.
What and again, we're not talking, goals, and we always say there's no finish line, right? We want to keep going and stretching. But what does that ultimate end goal look like? And I think a lot of people just don't necessarily take the time to break down the step that they're going to need to get there.
Yeah.
And therefore, then that fear comes in, or that failure comes in, or that setback happens, and all of a sudden we give up and abandon.
Right. And they may to expand on your thoughts there, Al, they may have an idea of what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
but do they have a true idea of what it will feel like? Right.
That's really good.
That's
that emotion.
Exactly.
That emotion drives you, right?
That's the emotional connection. You may look at it and say, wow, that looks really great. That looks like a great life to be living, having all of those cars, having those vacations, working on my own business or retired and playing golf. That right. looks great. They can see that, right? Mm-hmm. But what does it feel like? What will it mean to them to be living that life? What will it mean to their loved ones, right? What impact can they have by living that life?
Right.
Both on themselves and on others.
And I think a lot of people would have actually a really tough time describing that, because they haven't spent the time thinking into it.
Yeah.
Maybe a desire, but it's not a burning desire like Napoleon Hill talked about.
Right.
It's not an all-consuming desire. And they're not,
yeah.
When I say all-consuming, we're not, yes, there's other priorities in life and so on and so forth. We're not talking about, that's your sole focus and you don't talk about or do anything else, but it's an all-consuming desire. Like for Chris and I, it's an all-consuming desire for Chris and I to help businesses grow their bottom line profit, to put it at the BARS method as we've created it and designed it, and help you grow your business, or to help you grow yourself personally in our personal growth solutions group. But you need to know where you want to go in order for us to help to get you there.
Yeah. I look at it that desire, I look at it as the fuel, right? The fuel that keeps you moving towards that objective.
Right.
Let's not call it an end goal, because as we said, there shouldn't be a finish line, right? It should be just an ongoing growth and development, but moving towards that. And it may be that when you set this like grand vision and wonderful vision and what it feels like, it may be that you never reach it. But like we've said before, the fulfillment and satisfaction is being on the journey, not on the destination.
Right.
And if you live in those feelings, that to me is a fulfillment and a meaningful life, right? If you feel in those things and even in everything that you do now.
I think there's a lot to say about being content, but not allowing that contentment to stop us from continuing to move forward. And I think John says in one of his books, and I can't remember the exact wording of it, I'm probably going to butcher it here, but something about, you know, some people that he knows that, you know, they're already dead. They just don't know it yet, right? Like they've stopped growing, they've stopped striving, they've stopped trying to reach new goals and new heights. So they've already sort of, he says they're, you know, already dead. They just don't really realize it yet.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get trapped in that state.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You know, again, a little bit further on in the chapter, Brian Moran says, without a compelling vision, you will discover there is no reason to go through the pain of change. All right. So again, that vision has to be compelling. It has to be something that you truly want and you truly believe in. You know, now, again, it may be that you think it's impossible. Mm-hmm. But Robert Greenleaf said that behind every impossible achievement is a dreamer of impossible dreams.
I like that. That's good.
You know, we've said before that things are only impossible until they're done. Then they're possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? We've given the example before of Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile. Yeah. And then I think it was like 12 people broke it the following year.
Well, I mean, I still remember the story. Steve Jobs went to his team and said, I want a phone with no buttons. Right? That can't be done.
Right.
I don't care if it can't be done. Go do it. Right.
Now, can you get a phone with buttons now? Not really, right?
I honestly, Chris, I miss my BlackBerry some days. I like, yeah. But I'm old, okay? So there you go.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just, you know, again, just talking about some of this stuff. I think that, you know, it's important to point out, hey, folks, as we're talking about this, if you start seeing like, my goodness, have I missed opportunities? Have I maybe not put into action what I should be doing? You know, we need to be watching for things as we put this. Do you really know what that goal is? Have you broken down the steps you need to take in order to achieve that goal, or at least mapped out the first few steps? Right? Like you've used the GPS example before. Right. It gives you the first turn. It doesn't give you the whole route right away.
Yep.
You know, there's some other things here too, Chris, just talking about. So some action that you can take, folks, is, you know, have you developed the plan? Are you overcoming procrastination? Because I can tell you, one of the biggest killers of any dream or any goal is going to be procrastination.
Yeah.
It's easy to sit down on the couch in the evening and turn on the TV, and next thing you know, 5 episodes of a Netflix series show has passed you by and it's bedtime, and you haven't read a book or studied or researched that thing you're working on. So is procrastination, you know, one of the killers of your dream? It can be if you don't watch it.
Yeah.
And that takes us to the next. So how do you do it? You need discipline. You need to form some habits and some rituals and some routines that you can use to discipline yourself in order to get down the road on that journey towards that goal.
Yeah.
Let's throw that back to you, Chris.
I think I would put it tie into both those things is focus as well, Al, right? Because I was having a conversation with somebody today and we were talking about all the tasks they have to do and how unless you prioritize and schedule your time, you will lose track of time and you won't get tasks done. Or you'll look at your list of tasks and say there's 10 tasks on there. You'll look at it and you'll say, oh, which do I like doing most? Let me do that. And then what you'll do is you'll end up spending a lot of time on that. And then some of the other things, what you'll do is you go, oh, I'll do those tomorrow, right? Or I'll do those next week.
I've suffered from that before.
Procrastination, right?
Definitely tasks that I don't like to do that I have to do.
Right. And the focus side of it, again, is like when you prioritize those tasks and then you schedule those tasks on your calendar and more importantly, you stick to those schedules, right? Mm-hmm. So in other words, you've put something in there that you've put on to work on between 9 and 10. Gets to 10 o'clock, you stop it and you move on to your next task. What's happening is you're focusing on one thing at a time. Right. You're giving it your undivided attention. Whereas if you don't do that, you may finish a task and then you look at your list and then you think about it for a minute. You go and get a cup of coffee. You come back and you you know, you're mulling over which task. Before you know it, half an hour's gone. Mm-hmm. Right. Now you may say, well, that's half an hour. What's the big deal? Well, okay. But if that happens like four or five times during the day, there's a couple of hours, right? 3 hours that have gone.
And they say that it takes a number of a minute, like I think it's 20 minutes to refocus again if you get distracted from a task you're deeply involved in. Yeah. Right. So imagine the time that you're wasting because you're allowing procrastination or distractions to take you off task. Now, I wanted to mention one other thing because I did some research on this a while back for a talk I was doing, and it was 80% of New Year's resolutions are forgotten about or given up on by February.
Yeah.
80% of the people. So 80% of you that set a New Year's resolution, and I hope this isn't true. I hope with all my heart that you're sticking to it and achieving that goal and that dream and the desire, whatever you put in place when you made the resolution in January or at New Year's. But 80% statistics show 80% give up by February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what they chose doesn't mean enough to them.
Exactly. Right. Or they've allowed that, maybe that failure to take hold, right? Because, you know, and again, then they don't have that fuel to push through those failures. So that's why Chris and I are doing we're going to do a free workshop on Friday, February 9th at noon Eastern time, live from Toronto, on how to set some serious goals and to overcome the issue of, you know, the procrastination, to overcome that new. So like, here's the deal, right? It'll be February. It's not a New Year's resolution anymore. So we can throw that terminology out. Maybe you've fallen by the wayside on it, and maybe you want some tips and some tricks and some help even to achieve some of the goals you have set out this year. Then we want you to join us for the free workshop.
Yeah.
And you can go to raiseyourbars.ca/goals to register for that. Yeah. And it's completely free.
And maybe
45 to an hour online with you, and give you some tools, real tools that you can take away and actually achieve the goals that you want to achieve this year.
Yeah. And maybe you haven't even set a goal, right? Maybe you've never set a goal in the past.
True.
Maybe you don't believe in those. Still come and listen, right? Because we may share something that is a light bulb moment and you go, maybe that's worth a try. Mm-hmm. Right. And again, you know, you'll either do it or you won't.
Yeah.
But if you don't do it, you'll be successful and you won't achieve anything. But if you do it, you've at least got a chance of achieving something.
Exactly.
So, you know, the as we've said often, the choice is yours. We're not going to force anyone to do anything, but we'll offer these as options, and we hope you take it. And I would hope that if you're listening to this podcast, you are one of the 20% that will work towards goals rather than the 80%. Because if you're one of the 80%, you probably didn't get this far in the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So congratulations on getting there, and yeah, let's make 2024 a great.
Yeah, great year. Absolutely. And I would even suggest that if you are the 20% that, hey, man, I'm still working through my New Year's resolution. I've got it mapped out. Great. Come to the workshop anyways. You may get some tips and tricks that'll help you just get that leg up or that extra push or boost or help you need in order to really push you over the top in 2024. So join us again, raiseyourbars.ca/goals. Register for free. You'll get a Zoom link and a workbook down the road here a little bit. Don't have it created yet. And join us for that day. It's going to be great.
Yeah. And if you can't join live, then Al, I'm assuming if they've registered, we send the recording anyway, right? So you can always follow through afterwards.
Absolutely. Right. So Chris, maybe a challenge besides registering for the workshop, what's maybe a challenge we can throw out to the listeners today? Anything off the top of your head?
Well, I think, you know, to tie in with this, I mean, what is something you've got an emotional connection to?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That is in your life, right? What is that thing? What is the emotional connection? Why is it so important to you? And how can you use that then to drive forward and to grow yourself?
Wonderful. Wonderful. So spend some time reflecting on that. And folks, hey, thanks for tuning in. If you got some value from this, please share it with friends, family, coworkers. And if you want to join us on Facebook, you can do Raise Your Bars Legacy Creators. Search for that. That's for men over 40. Raise Your Bars Profit Accelerator. And that's for business owners, really, that want to grow their businesses. Mm-hmm. And Raise Your Bars Personal Growth Solutions for everybody. And we'd love to have you join us in our Facebook community. And join us again for the workshop, raiseyourbars.ca/goals. And we'll see you next time.